tapes of End Time Meeting, Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Price, Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, February the 26th, 2000. Ladies' Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Mildred Coffey of Millington, Tennessee is the speaker of the afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
So we can walk in the things of the Lord.
See, when a child is molested, and this is why the devil puts that mark on them, that child is, I started off as telling you that God's protection, he wanted the father to teach the child about the Lord and be a picture of the Heavenly Father. Well, when the father doesn't do his work, his job of protecting his children, of his child, then that child is open in the demonic world to the strongest spirit that can take over. You say, I don't believe that. Well, it's true. And they come in, and they come in like this. They come in to protect. I'll be your protector. No one's going to hurt you again. I'll take care of you. Now, they don't always talk to everyone, I'm sure, but I know some of the women I've dealt with have told me, the spirits in them have told me this. Well, I came in when she was being abused. Many soul ties come in through abuse, and false personalities come in through it. And so when this child has no protection, no covering, see, the covering's broken, it's destroyed. God's shield of protection, because the father has not been the protector he was supposed to be. So therefore, the spirits, usually it's the strongest one, and I've never cast one out that was easy to get out, let's put it that way. They go after you unwrap and get down to the root of the thing. But God is showing us that now that we know about them, that we can break these curses and remit the sins of the fathers and go after these things and call them out. But they come in, and when they come in, they do not come alone. And they bring in these other spirits, and they let in spirits. And so we don't have any protection. Well, see, all this, if you really get stop and think about it, it happened before you came to know the Lord. Did it not? Children that were supposed to be under the protection of the Father. Over in Psalms 7 in verse 2, it says that the soul is torn in pieces while there was none to deliver. And so that means that the enemy would come in and take portions of the soul while there was no deliverer to deliver them or protect them. It is so hard for people sometimes to realize that we're in a spiritual warfare, and we usually try to go after it in the flesh, but we've got to do the battle in the spirit, and we've got to take the word of God and to tear down the kingdom of the devil that has come to destroy, to keep you from walking in the peace that God wants you to have. So he comes in and he makes his home there. I got a lady right now that's dealing, talking to one. She won't get rid of him. He's been there since she was a little girl. She's much better than she was, but I really think she's made such a friend. I think he has so deceived her that I think she's afraid to be free from him. I think she's afraid she don't know what she'll be without it. And when she makes up her mind that regardless of what happens, she wants him out, she can kick him out. And let's go on. Okay, let's go to Psalms 106, chapter 106, okay? And verse 36. No, I want verse 37, but I'll read 36. And they served their idols, which were snares unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the lamb is polluted with blood. Now, this is not only can be used, as you can see, the children are sacrificed every time there's an act of incest, and this blood is shed, it's an offering to Satan. It is an offering. Satan wants the innocent. And these are innocent children that are being sacrificed. Now, the same thing about abortion. When a baby is sacrificed, when there is an abortion, you know, a conception begins at the moment that the sperm enters into the womb of a woman. That is conception, you know, the baby. It's like when Mary received the word that the angel brought her into her womb, and Jesus was conceived in her. She said, "Be it unto me according to your word." And he said that the Holy Spirit was going to dwell upon her, and that thing which would be conceived in her would be called Jesus. Well, that word became life in her. So you can see salvation is like having a baby. You receive the word into the womb of your spirit. The Holy Spirit takes it, and the new birth comes forth. It begins. There's many abortions, spiritual abortions. The seed is planted in the spirit. The word is planted in the spirit, and then it's aborted. It's not watered with the word, and it's not. Person doesn't walk, and they don't walk in it, and they don't keep continuously seeking the Lord. Well, every time there's an abortion, when a child is aborted, that's a sacrifice unto the enemy. And and it brings in a spirit of murder. It brings in a spirit of guilt and condemnation. I ministered to a lady one time that had had two abortions, and both times I think they were suction, and she had been so tormented over them. She had them before she was married, I suppose, because she said her husband didn't know about but one of them. But she was so tormented about them. And we ministered deliverance to her and cast out the spirit of abortion. And I literally had to cast the screams. She kept hearing screams in her spirit. And I called the screams out of her. And all the pain that she said she could feel, the pain, and it was a nightmare. It just went over and over in her spirit. She said she dreamed about it and was so tormented over it. And we cast all everything that she, every torment she had. And then I went after spirit of memory recall that was recalling all the things that had happened to her. And she had repented of it, and she had to go back and tell her husband she had the second one. I don't know the details of it. I don't remember. It's been 18 years ago when I did this, ministered to this one lady. But God delivered her and so freed her that I'm telling you, she was just a joy to see what God had done in her life after getting deliverance from this abortion. But people have got to recognize it. I've had people come to me and say, "Well, I had an abortion, but God's forgiven me everything." I said, "Did you repent of that?" "Well, yeah. Yeah, flippant, yeah." And I thought, "Oh, Lord." And it took me a while to get through to her, "Hey, you got to look at what you did like God looks at it." You see? And you're going to ask God to give you a spirit of repentance for what you have done. You have taken a life. And you need to ask God's forgiveness of it. So you can get, praise the Lord, the mark of Cain from an abortion. Go back and think about it. If God put the mark on Cain, you say, "Well, that was to keep him from killing him," but it was still a mark. It was not God. It was not a good mark. Look what happened to Cain. But what I'm trying to show you is that these things in God's eyes are an abomination until they're taken care of. They're still there. And we have to ask God to give us a spirit of repentance. I think Christian people have just come to a place, well, no matter what I do, I can go back and ask God to forgive me, and he will. I've seen and heard people say that. And I'm sure you have too. And you minister deliverance to people, and the word. Do you remember what Jesus said to the man that he healed, or I forgot what he did, but he said when he got through, I think he cast the spirit out of him. He said, "Now go and sin no more." Maybe it was a woman. Just right now, he said, "Go and sin no more." But people come up and they want deliverance, and they say, "Well, I can go do this, and I can go down to church and get delivered from it, and it'll be okay." I got news for you. You get it out the first time, and it might have been bad. You go out and do it the second time, you may live with it for a while. I'll tell you something else that I find that God's word says, Jesus tells us we're to do when you receive deliverance. He said, "Go home and tell your friends. Go tell your family." You remember when he cast out the gathering demonic, the legions? He said, "Go home and tell your family." Go home and one gospel he said, go tell your friends. And I find a lot of people said, well, can I come to your house and go in your back room and do deliverance on me? And I said, no. I'm not going to do backdoor deliverance. We get it out in the open, not in front of the church. That's where it is in our church. And I had a lady tell me one time, back then we had a lot of children. Our church is a lot bigger than this right now. And I had a lady come in, she came to me, and she chewed me out about deliverance. She said, the very idea of doing deliverance in front of those kids. I said, what are you talking about? She said, you should not have children in here. It's dangerous. I said, dangerous for who? I said, these kids are learning. And we protect our children. And I said, let me tell you something. You need to get rid of that thing. That demon didn't like what we were doing. It was a spirit. It was coming against you. When a person attacks you for what you believe, don't look at the person. Look and see what's talking to you, okay? Well, I've really got a lot of different ways. The Lord wants us to know he's wanting us cleaned up. He wants his bride without spot or wrinkle. Okay. I want to go to that scripture over in Leviticus, and while I'm at it, we'll touch Leviticus 17, and this is a little bit all from abuse, but let's look at this, 17 and verse 11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, now I've given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that make an atonement for the soul, therefore I said unto the children of Israel, let me see how many verses. I just want the one verse. He said that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever eaten blood? Back up and read the rest of it. It talks about that we're not to eat blood. You eat rare steaks? It brings a curse when you eat blood. I found out about eating of blood through deliverance. I didn't know people ate blood. But there's such things as blood sausage and blood pudding. And God says that you're not to eat it. He said, and whatsoever man there be in the house of Israel or the stranger that sojourn among you that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth the blood and will cut him off from among his people. So many people get cut off, and that cut off is you lose your life from eating of the blood. We need to repent of it. And I think this is why the enemy has had so much of the shedding of the blood and the innocent blood. But we need to be, and if you go on and read the rest of this, I think it's over in chapter 3 of Leviticus, it says this is a perpetual curse. It's a curse, it's a never-ending curse. In other words, it wasn't done away with in the Old Testament when you go into the New. It's a perpetual curse that needs to be taken care of. You know, all of these things can be taken to the cross. You know, people say, well, I'm not under those curses. I'm born again, blood bought and redeemed. And I said, praise God, so am I. But, I have to show people that what over in Galatians 3, when Paul was writing that and said that Jesus was made a curse upon the cross for us. Well, Jesus went to the cross and died for our sins for the whole world, didn't he? Well, is the whole world saved? You have to receive that work. You have to receive that salvation like Jesus did. Well, he became a curse upon the cross for us. And until we receive the work that he did on the cross to free us from those curses, we still walk under them. So, well, I got rid of all those when I got saved. He said he took our sins and he would remember them no more. And he buried them in the deepest part of the sea. He did. But those curses, they where the word says that their curses are from the third and fourth generation. Okay? Let's go over, there's a scripture I haven't used and I want to use it. Let's go to Deuteronomy 23. I thought I had that in my notes, but I don't. Deuteronomy 23 in verse 1 says, he that is wounded in the stones or have his private a member cut off shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Sex changes. People come in and they say that God made a mistake. Our God didn't ever make a mistake. And when they talk about homosexuality, say, I was born that way. No, they weren't. No. Mm-mm. But let me show you what happens with the people that are walking on homosexual spirits. They're under the curse of the homosexual spirit. Somewhere in their bloodline, there has been homosexuality. So the curse is on them. And I would say that all of us have been under, we've taken care of it and broken it off us through breaking the curses. But we all have been under that curse. We've all been under the curse of incest. We've all under the curse of the bastards of having illegitimate children. Because we do not know what went on in our forefathers' lives, and we don't know what happened there. So therefore, those curses are upon you and upon your children until you take care of them. And they can be activated. That's my word for bringing the curses and then working in a person's life by someone molesting someone. Say a homosexual gets a hold of a little boy and abuses him. That child is perfectly normal to start with. But this happens, that this curse is activated in that little boy, and therefore that little boy begins to believe that's who he is, that God made him that way. But it all came, you can trace it back, I have not run into one yet, that you always trace it back to someone molesting that child when he was small. And because the curses had not been taken care of, it was activated in the life and they are walking and think they were born that way. And the devil has so deceived them that they really believe that. And this as we see people that are having sex changes. That is an abomination to Almighty God. And it brings destruction. Everything I've been talking about this afternoon, if we don't do something about it and get deliverance from it, it brings death and destruction upon the believer. It goes on to say, a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to the 10th generation. This is a 10th generation curse. A bastard curse, a child born out of wedlock, brings a 10th generation curse. Not a 3 or 4 generation, but 10. And it said, and shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord? Did you know what that means? It is hard to get a child that is born under the curse of the bastard safe until this is taken care of. It says they'll not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever. But thank God we have the cross. Without the cross, there would be no deliverance from it. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, there could be no deliverance from any of this. But we have what he took upon himself. He became a curse. He became a curse that we might be delivered from these as we appropriate it into our lives. And an Amorite and a Moabite, Lot's two illegitimate children, born of incest, shall not enter the congregation of the Lord, even to the 10th generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever. So we see, and it goes on in the 4th verse, it talks about they didn't bring water to the people. And I had a lady come to me after I told him this one time and said, but this is not saying that. I said, but go back up there and look, and then go over there and look for what it's talking about. The Moabites and the Amorites were Lot's two illegitimate children born by their incest with his own daughters. And I said, this is also things that happen because of who and what they were. So God's word tells us that that's the 10th generation curse. They shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. And I don't get concerned when I see so much on people sometimes and they say, well, I'm not under the curse. The devil can't touch me. That's true if you were perfect. If you had no sin in your life, you had no open door, and you were perfect. And my question is always this. If you're perfect, what are you doing here? God, you know, the only perfect person we know of was Jesus. And so if we were perfect in the way we would stay perfect, he tells us we are the mature, we can walk into perfection. But our problem is we walk in, and as Sister Ruth said this morning, eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We need to start eating from the tree of life and walking and keeping our deliverance and continue walking in the Word and walking with the Lord. You know, people, I find that the biggest problem is that we get condemned by our friends and our family, because if we believe anything a little more than they do, they think we're trying to walk in pride. And what we're trying to do is to tell them, hey, we don't have to live like this. And so we back off. Well, I made a decision a long time ago that I was going to serve the Lord, and if I lost every member of my family, I was going to just keep going on with work, because the Lord's promised me my family and my household. I know they're coming in. If whether I live to see it or not, I know they're going to be saved, because I prayed for them, and God's word's true. And so I said, well, Lord, if it's going to be me and you, are we going on? And I'm going to speak the truth. And for a long time, they called me religious nut, fanatic. And I said, you know what? They called Jesus a fanatic. Oh, I'm in a good class of people. I wasn't saying I was like him. What I was saying was, I can take your abuse because they abused him. It's not always easy to serve the Lord and make a decision you're going on. But if we'll be faithful, God is faithful. And he'll bring our families in. He's brought mine in. My last son came in just before my husband died. And I tell you, I've seen salvation in my kids before, but I've never seen anything so drastic. I'm telling you, my son, the glory of God showed on him. When he walked in, I almost didn't recognize him. I saw Jesus. And I wondered who that was, and it was my middle son. He had been living for the devil. He'd been in jail. He'd been on drugs and all the things. The devil tried his best to destroy him. And God miraculously saved him. He came in, and he was walking around. He was talking with his dad, and he came in to me, and I was sitting in the one of the bedrooms, on the couch in the bedroom. He came in, and he said, Mama, I just want to witness. I'm going to tell everybody what God's done for me. He said, and he began to tell me, and when he got through, he started to cry, and he said, I can't go, I'm about to tell it to you. I said, well, he just told me, and I've been blessed. Anyway, he was just going, just looking for somebody to tell what the Lord had done to him, with him. And this is, we had to get tough. We had to just back off. Totally back away from him. And the Lord just brought him in. So when we stand upon God's word, he hastens his word to perform it. And it's his word. And he tells us over in Isaiah, come and let us reason together. So he wants us to reason. He said, put me in remembrance. So I said, Lord, I know you know what your word says, but I'm telling you, this is what it says to me. And you said you'd do this. And you said you're not a man that you should lie. So we stand upon the word and we put it before the Lord, and he works us over his word to perform it. Amen? Okay, going on. Let's see. I've got a few more, and then we're going to get into deliverance. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the New Testament, this is another place, another way that sometimes the churches are compromising the word of God. God said, I showed you that. We're showing you that what God thinks of all this. And here he says it's in the church. He said, in verse 1, he said, it is reported commonly that there is a fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much named among the Gentiles that one should have his father's wife. Here's your incest again. And he said, and ye are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily am as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already as though I were present concerning him that has so done this deed. Now let me tell you what Paul said to them. Paul said, let's do something about this. He said, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you're gathered together in my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, and that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Paul said, don't sit by and compromise the word. Go and do something about it. He said, turn over to Satan, that his flesh can be destroyed, that his soul, his spirit, might be saved. And so, if we get rid of the spirit of compromise and start walking in the word of the Lord, in the authority of the word, we're going to see even the churches change. But our churches, and I'm not against churches, don't get me wrong, because we all need the fellowship of believers. But when churches stop condoning sin, because they do it because they're afraid they'll lose money and a big congregation. We don't have a big congregation. You can understand why. What I preach. 20 years, Lord. But the thing is, God has always supplied our need. And we don't look to man for it. God supplies. When you will obey the word. And you got to call it what it is. It's sin. And if they won't get free from it and won't accept, you know, Jesus said that if one is in the wrong, you go to him and you tell him about it. And if he won't hear you, then you take someone with you and you go. But then, and then if he won't hear you then, what do? You bring him before the church. He's got three chances to repent and change. But what do we do? We whisper and talk, and we get ourselves in trouble because we know it's wrong, but we don't do nothing about it. Amen. Oh, me. But God wants us to clean up the church. He wants the church cleaned up. And he's trying to get us to be obedient. Okay, I'm going to go over to, okay, I got to do this too. I said I was going to touch it. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 18. I got men in here, Lord. Okay, I'll do it anyway. I shouldn't be here. They shut their ears. In Leviticus chapter 18, and verse 19. I'll read what I want. Let's read it. Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. This is adultery. The first one was having sex during the woman's period. God said you're not to do it. It brings problems to the man and the woman when it's done. Physical problems. He said, thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Moloch. Neither shall thou profane the name of the Lord. I am the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Bestiality. Having sex with animals. You tell me there's been some of that on the internet. Is that what I'm... This to me is so ungodly. It's hard to comprehend that they will put this trash, this garbage, on where kids can get a hold of it. And you know, kids have their way of getting into everything. I mean, they're smarter than we are. They are. They know all. I know they're smarter than me where computers are concerned. Leviticus chapter 18. I got men in here, Lord. Okay, I'll do it anyway. I shouldn't be here. They shut their ears. In Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 19. I'll read what I want. Let's read it. Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. This is adultery. The first one was having sex during the woman's period. God said you're not to do it. It brings problems to the man and the woman when it's done. Physical problems. He said, thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Moloch. Neither shall thou profane the name of the Lord. I am the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Bestiality, having sex with animals. You tell me there's been some of that on the internet. Is that what I'm... This to me is so ungodly, it's hard to comprehend that they will put this trash, this garbage, on where kids can get a hold of it. And you know kids have their way of getting into everything. I mean, they're smarter than we are. They are. They know all. I know they're smarter than me where computers are concerned. I have more trouble. I got a computer and don't know a thing about it. The Lord gave it to me, and I thought, I really don't want it because I don't know how to work it. And they said, you'll learn. But anyways, God said we're not to be involved. And he said, neither shall thou lie with any beast to defile thyself. It brings defilement. Therefore, therewith neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down. Therefore, thereto it is confusion. Now you see, confusion comes in from bestiality. You have a lot of people that are walking in confusion and insanity, afraid of becoming insane and madness and depression. And I wonder if we don't need to go break a curse of bestiality. I'm not saying that person's been involved in it, but let me tell you as I said before, this is the third time I think I've said it. How do you know that somebody in your family hasn't been having sex with animals? We don't know. And that's why I say, when I'm doing deliverance on someone personal, you know, just one-to-one, and I say, now, whatever the Lord shows me, can I call it off you? Because if I can't, I'm not going to do deliverance on you. We're not going to pick and choose. And they say, well, yeah. And I say, well, don't get offended. If I come after a lesbian spirit on you, and you say, my, I got that, what you need to say, Lord, if that thing's on me, I want it off. And it could very easily be on you from some sins of the forefathers. And so I know that I've dealt with bestiality on people that have been under it from the sins of the fathers. And it's brought all kinds of physical things, problems with them. And confusion. And do you think maybe that maybe as people get older and, you know, they say, well, you're getting old and that you women and men get confused. Could it be that they're under a curse of bestiality? You know, the world has an answer for everything, you know. You get older. I'm 70, almost 73. And inside of me, there's a young person. Just jumping up and down, just excited to serve the Lord. And I always tell the Lord, you got to keep this body up with the Spirit because, you know, I can't do it if you don't keep the body up with it. So, but I'm real serious about this because we see people that have problems with their mind, they can't remember and their mind's such a mess and they're, maybe, and they get offended if you say this, but maybe they're under curse of bestiality and we need to break that off of them and get them free from it. It sure won't. If it's not there, it won't come out. Did you know that? If it's not there, it won't come out. But I'll tell you what, and I'll tell you this right now. When I'm fixing going to deliver just a couple of, about 5 minutes. And no matter what we call off, don't look to see who's looking. Shut your eyes. Amen. And say, God, if this is me, I want it out. And say, demon, if you're there, you come out. And you get an agreement. And if it's not there, it won't come out. And you shouldn't worry about what somebody else is thinking because they're probably thinking the same thing and they need to get rid of theirs too. I tell you, I sit there and say, Lord, it's got to be there. Get it off. I want it off. And anything the Lord shows me, I want it off. Because I don't want anything that's not of the Lord. We have a lot that's not of the Lord, but he wants us free from it. Leviticus chapter 20, another scripture, and verse 15. And if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall slay the beast. And if a woman approach unto any beast and lie down unto thereto, thereto thou shalt kill the woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of the people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness, and he shall bear his iniquity. And if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness, and shall uncover her nakedness, he has discovered her fountain, and she has uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people. And God says all of these things bring death. And so we need to break the curse of death from all these sins of the forefathers and come out from under them. Now, let me give you a scripture. Give you some scriptures on the good side real quickly. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I have a real bad habit of sometimes when the Lord gives me all this, I don't go and say, hey, there's some good. We have a lot of good things that the Lord wants to give us. But over in chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians in verse 15, know ye not that your bodies are the member of Christ? Shall I take the member of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. He said, what know ye not? He which is joined to a harlot is one body, for he too saith he shall be one flesh. Now listen to this. I said it's good, but it's also proving the word from the Old Testament. When a person is joined with someone, just in a sexual act, and that person is not of God, he said, know ye not that your body, he which is joined to a harlot is one body, for two shall be, said he shall be one flesh, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. So God wants us joined to him, not to the things that we have been bound with. And he wants to free us from those things. And we're going to get free from them in the area through deliverance and believing the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? I have people say, well, God lives in me. Demons can't live there. That sounds so good. But that's a lie of the devil. And that's who's talking to you. He said, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. We're God's temple. You know, We do everything to this body, and now I'm going to trample on some toes, and y'all forgive me. Our body is a temple of God. Men go and put tattoos, and women are doing it too now, aren't they? And they mark their body. The scripture says you're not to do that over in Leviticus. And we pierce our ears, we cut holes in them. And when we do that, we open the door, we make a soul tie with whoever, whoever pierced the ears, and then we're desecrating the temple of God. And so this body is not our own, it's been bought with a price. And God indwells it. Just think what we do to God's house. We overeat, become workaholics. We don't rest the body. We abuse it in many ways, besides in the area I've just talked about. We do so much to it, and yet this is the temple of God. And we need to remember that God lives within us. And all this garbage, he wants out. You know, I teach sometimes on the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I preach on the two kingdoms in people. Which kingdom are you walking in? Which kingdom is growing in you? The kingdom of God or the kingdom of the devil? The tree of knowledge of good and evil, I say, is the tree of the devil. The tree of life is God. It is the Spirit of God. It's Jesus. So who are we following? Who are we listening to? Who are we serving? Which tree are we taking, eating fruit from? And the fruit, I believe the fruit is the words that are spoken. The devil spoke to Eve, and that's what they say, she ate of apple. Well, it was a word that she took. She took those words he spoke. She ate them. And she could have partaken from the tree of life and lived forever. She had life, and she had knowledge. She was walking in the glory of God. And now God is trying to bring us, he's bringing us back that through Jesus Christ, his shed blood. And so he's wanting us to get rid of the kingdom of darkness. The tree of knowledge, we need to dig that thing up by the root and get it out and live on the tree of life. And as the more deliverance that we get, the more freedom we have, the more that we can believe and hear the voice of the Lord. You know, God's word says, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. And we need to discern between which voice we're listening to. And so he's wanting us to come boldly to the throne of grace. And so this afternoon we're gonna go into deliverance. And for those that want deliverance, I think we're gonna get it. And I want us to stop for just a minute and ask the Lord to forgive us for our unbelief. He said in 1 John, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And say, Lord, I've walked in doubt and unbelief. I've disobeyed your word. We need to confess what we've done. We're really good at confessing what somebody else did, but let's confess what we've done. And let's ask the Lord to cleanse our heart so we can receive deliverance. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you now. And we confess, Lord, that we have been rebellious. We've been stiff-necked. We've been disobedient. And we ask, Father, that you forgive us and cleanse us from our sins. Lord, bring to our hearts anything that would hinder us from being free. Lord, we desire to be free from the powers of darkness. We desire, Lord, to walk in the fullness of your power and spirit, that we might walk in and live in your presence, Lord. Not just visit, but live in your and abide in your presence. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the name of Jesus. We thank you for the shed blood. We thank you, Father, that we can come before you as your children. You said that greater one lives within us, and we want the greater one to rule and reign and have his way within our hearts and our lives. And we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind every spirit here to my authority where I'm seated in Christ Jesus, the third heaven, far above principalities and powers of darkness. I come in that authority that Jesus Christ gave me. He said, behold, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy. And so I bind the powers of darkness to my authority that Jesus Christ has delegated to me. And when I call the names of the spirits, they will come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for the authority that Jesus Christ has delegated to us. And we walk in that authority and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. both feet flat on the floor. Uncross your arms and your legs. And your fingers, if you're, I've seen girls toss the fingers and curl the toes into the floor mat to keep from getting free. They're not doing it, the spirits are, so receive. Father, now we just come against the spirit. I come against, first of all, I ask, Father, that you restore the soul. Bring back the soul. We break soul ties between each one here and the abuser, that has anyone that's been abused, that we call back their soul in the name of Jesus. Your word said in Psalms that he restores our soul. So, Lord, restore every portion of the soul. Make us every whit whole. Lord, would put within each of us the soul that you put in us when you created us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of incest. I come against the child abuse, sexual abuse. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Forgive the abuser. If you know, if you've been abused, or you know someone, if you know that you've been abused, forgive the one that did it. Ask God to bless them. Okay? You just forgive them. Say, Lord, I forgive them. And I ask you to free me from them in Jesus' name. And you know, we'd like to say, I think sometimes we'd like to say, well, Lord, just shake them to the teeth rattles. But what we need to do is say, Lord, bless them. Because what's the greatest blessing they can have? It's right. And so we free, ask you to, Lord, just free them, bless them, and bring them into full and complete salvation. Spirits of abuse, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against all of the abuse. I come against the anger and the rage that comes in through abuse. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come against rage, anger. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Frustration, helplessness. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Turn them loose. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of shame, come out of there in Jesus' name. Hurt, pain, come out now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the anger and guilt and blame. Come on out of there. Listen to them. Turn them loose and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out of there. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirits of rejection, come out now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I call that, break the curse from the sins of the fathers. And I call that out. That curse that came in when the hymen was broken. I command it out now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, come out of there. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, loosen them. Loosen spirits of defilement. You come out of there in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Turn loose and come out of there. In Jesus' name. God has given him a name that's above every name, and I command every one to come out. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go. A spirit of shedding innocent blood. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of abortion, murder, and death. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of murder. Come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn them loose and come out of there. Spirits of anger, rage, and wrath, shame, and guilt. Come out in Jesus' name. Hurt, deep hurt. All the I call that wound now, that deep wound in the heart that came through incest. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. All the pain, spirits of rape, incest, and lust, molestation. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of that spirit of the victim. Always been a victim because of the incest. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Turn them loose. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you to loosen child sacrifice, spirits of sacrificing children. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. In the name of Jesus, spirit of bestiality, I break the curse of bestiality. In the name of Jesus, I call out the confusion that comes in from bestiality. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Turn them loose. If you're not getting, things not happening, and you want think that may be there, you may cough or breathe deeply and stir those things up. You don't sit passive and make those things go. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of there. Come out of there now. The shedding of the blood through incest. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ, I call out that whore's forehead, the evil eye, and the whoredom, idolatry, adultery, spirits of adultery. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. There's a scripture over in Numbers that said through adultery, there is female problems come in and enlarged stomach. I think it's Numbers, I forgot, 14 or 5. I'm not sure which, but look it up in the concordance, you'll find it. But I call out that spirit of adultery. I break the curse of adultery and call it out. Come on out there. Come on out there in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, all the anger and from incest, abuse, child abuse, eating of the blood, come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, child sacrifice, come out of there in Jesus' name. If you've ever had anything to do with an abortion of any kind, if you would just encourage someone or anything, repent of it, and you're under the same curses as the person that had the abortion, that curse of murder, the curse of sacrificing children, that's sacrificing them to the devil, and I break its power and call it out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. If there's been an abortion in your family, you might need to ask the Lord to forgive you of anything, any parts you had in it, and get yourself free from it. In the name of Jesus, curse of abortion, spirit of abortion, let them go. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name, let them go. Turn them loose and let them go, in Jesus' name. Turn them loose, come on out of there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, spirits of murder, I break that curse of death that comes from all the sins of the fathers. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. From bestiality, from homosexuality, spirits of homosexuality and lesbian, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn them loose. Come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, all the witchcraft. All the witchcraft, come out of there. Spirits of Jezebel, spirits of control, let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, let them go. All the control, come out of there. All the death that comes in from all these sins, I call it out. The sickness and disease that comes from them, let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and come out. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. God's word says that every name that has the name bows to the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Spirits of adultery, fornication, divination, necromancy, spirits of necromancy, come out of there in the name of Jesus. If you go to the cemetery and sit and talk to the dead, you're getting into necromancy. And you come, and I call the spirit of necromancy out in the name of Jesus. God says it's an abomination. You don't do it. Come out of there, spirits of necromancy and death. Come out of there. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Turn loose and let them go. We loose the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Father, we just loose the spirits of, ask you to loose the spirits of God in each one to drive out these forces in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the fear of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of counsel and might. In the name of Jesus, come out of there. In Jesus' name, spirits of molestation, come out. Spirit of the victim, the broken hymen, the child sacrifice, Baal worship, deep hurt. Spirit of pain, come out of them. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Loosen them and come out of all the anger and wrath. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus, loosen them. Loosen them. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn them loose and let them go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, anger at mother and father, call out that anger. I break the evil soul tie with it and call it out in Jesus' name. Let them go. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Unforgiveness. Spirits of unforgiveness against the abuser. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. All unforgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loosen them. Let them go. Spirit of the Amorites, the Moabites, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Turn loose in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Spirits of fornication, divination, come out of there. Spirits of divination, rebellion, spirits of rebellion, come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirits of whoredom, prostitution, in the name of Jesus, we break the curse of the prostitute and call it out in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Turn them loose. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of there. Let them go. Spirits of infidelity, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Arrested development, come out in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loosen them. Loosen them. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I call that dog spirit out that comes in through the bestiality. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on out there now in Jesus' name. We break the power of those curses from the sins of the forefathers and command every spirit of bestiality out in Jesus' name. Come on out there now. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Listen and let go in Jesus' name. Homosexuality. Lesbian spirits. Listen to them. Spirits of defilement. Curses of the spirits of the bastard. The mark. Incest that Mark has put on an incest, come out of them in the name of Jesus. Loosen them in the name of the Lord Jesus. They're blood bought and washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You come out of them. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, all the anger and frustration, rage, spirit of rage, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and come out of there. Guilt and blame, come out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loosen them and come out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and come out of there. Come on out of there, all of you. You let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, spirits of necromancy, frustration, anger. Listen, anger would be one of the spirits that would come in frustration because you had been helpless and couldn't do anything about it. And I call that spirit of helplessness, hopelessness, and despair, and frustration and anger. And rage, a spirit of rage, come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ, come on out of there. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come on out of there. All the rage in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen, loosen. Spirits of blame, self-blame, come out of there now in Jesus' name. What did I do? Come out of there. I call that blame out in Jesus' name. Fear, fear that's put on. In the name of Jesus, don't tell anybody. In the name of Jesus, come out of there. All the fear, loosen them and let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Shame, anger, frustration, and hurt. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, spirits of defilement, confusion. In the name of Jesus, I call out the spirits that come in through having sex during the menstrual period. In the name of Jesus, come out of there. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, oral sex, anal sex, come out of them. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loosen them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and come out of there. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all sexual perversion. Loosen them and let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn loose and come out of there. Come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus. Turn loose and come out of there. Now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. God has given him a name that's above every name. That at the name of Jesus every knee bows. Demons, you will bow and come out of them. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Human sacrifice. I call it out in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory. 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 Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you and we praise you, Father, for deliverance. We thank you for setting the captives free. We thank you for healing. Lord, Father, let's raise our hands. Father, I ask you to bring healing to every hurt that's been put upon your children. In the name of Jesus, heal, Father. Heal the brokenness. Heal the relationships, but heal the physical healing, Father. Let the oil of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, just as the oil that ran down Aaron's beard, Father, let it just minister right now to every wound and every hurt in your people, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to heal the mind, bring healing to our mind, our will, our emotion. I ask you, Father, to fill every place with your Spirit, the spirits of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the spirit of power and love and a sound mind, counsel and might, all the spirits, Father, the spirit of grace, the spirit of mercy. Lord, we just thank you for your spirits and fill up and bring healing in the name of Jesus. We praise you and give you glory and honor. And I bind backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus, that no weapon will formed against anyone will prosper. And Father, I bind up every spirit in this place that's come out. I bind them with chains. You said we'll bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. And Father, I ask that you send your angels in to cleanse, to sweep this church. Sweep out every spirit and take them to the bottomless pit, angels, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we just ask that you just loose power of this Holy Spirit in here to fill every corner of this building and every corner of these buildings in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you now for all that you've done, and we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Father, we bless the food. We break every curse over it. We thank you for it. We receive it as from you, and we thank you for the ones that's prepared it. We ask a special blessing on those that are ministering in the kitchen. Lord, minister to them by your Spirit, and Lord, just pour out blessings upon them that they cannot receive in the name of Jesus, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Amen.
You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, tormented, sick or lame. For the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name.
Speak it over yourself, amen.
You won't leave here like I came in Jesus' name. Bound, tormented, oppressed, blind or lame. For the Holy Ghost of us is still the same. And I won't leave here like I came in Jesus' name. Sing it again, amen. I won't leave here like I came in Jesus' name. Bound, tormented, oppressed, blind or lame. For the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. And I won't leave here like I came in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Send your anointing, Lord, to break the yoke of bondage, Lord. Send forth your presence, Lord. Pour out your love, O Lord, that we might go free. Pour out your anointing, Lord, and set your women free. Set us free to worship thee in spirit and truth. To not be afraid what man thinks, but only fear and worship you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.